Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Midlands Northwest MEP says the impact of Brexit is already being felt in border counties as Theresa May considers delaying Britain's departure from the EU. Presidential hopeful Peter Casey has visited six unoccupied houses at the centre of a dispute between Tipperary County Council and traveller families after controversial comments he made earlier this week relating to the traveller community. A man has pleaded guilty to charges relating to the theft of 35 sheep in the Milford area at Letterkenny District Court, and council officials have endeavoured to address health and safety concerns over a pedestrian bridge in Cardonna. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach has warned businesses will bite back if politicians can't agree to a Brexit deal by Christmas. Leo Varadkar was speaking after EU leaders failed to make substantive progress in negotiations with the UK at a summit this week. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports from Brussels.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar this evening conceded a withdrawal agreement for the UK may not be done until December or even January. He says that won't cut it for businesses who'll be hit hard by Brexit.
Businesses are going to make plans long before that. Businesses, banks, employers, airlines will start making decisions, and they will start making decisions that bite.
The only tangible achievement from this week was the possibility of extra time for a trade deal to be negotiated after the UK leaves. EU Council President Donald Tusk says he's open to giving them an extra year out to 2021.
If the UK decided that an extension of the transition period would be helpful to reach a deal, I am sure that the leaders would be ready to consider it positively.
The British Prime Minister accepts that negotiations over the next few weeks won't be easy.
There's a lot of hard work ahead. There will be more difficult moments as we enter the final stages of the talks, but I'm convinced that we will secure a good deal.
It's been a disappointing week for those trying to achieve progress on Brexit, and uncertainty still looms for the millions of people who'll be affected by it. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
Meanwhile, Midlands Northwest MEP Mairead McGuinness says an impact from the Brexit vote can already be felt in Donegal and other border counties as Theresa May considers delaying Britain's departure from the EU. She says there's a profound sense of unknown and a deal is essential to create a clearer picture moving forward.
We have spoken directly with our UK counterparts. I'm afraid that their position is less so. I do think we need them to come to the table saying what they want rather than what they don't want. And I think when we get to that place, progress will be made. It needs to be made. It needs to be made for the people of Donegal and the people of Derry and the wider communities that I represent in Midlands North West, and indeed for the European Union. A deal is essential.
As these talks continue to stall, though, a deal does look less in sight, as it were. There is consequently growing concern, as you just mentioned, for people, particularly border counties, particularly here in Donegal.
There is huge concern in border counties, and I think it's an uncertainty that people are trying to manage and live with. I mean, there are two aspects to it. One is the uncertainty for individuals. They're worried about their health care. They're worried about being able to travel to work. 30,000 people cross the border every single day. So these are real concerns. And I think there's also worry amongst business people. I mean, investment has been frozen for many sectors because they need to know what the future holds, and therefore they're not prepared to invest until they know that future. So a lot has been impacted already because of the vote of the referendum. And I think, frankly, what we would all desire is that, you know, when I'm travelling throughout my 15-county constituency, but particularly when I'm in Donegal, I go through Northern Ireland. It's perfectly easy to do, and I want it to remain that way.
Presidential hopeful Peter Casey has once again criticised travellers' representative groups as he visited a new housing estate for traveller families in Thurles, County Tipperary. Six families are refusing to move into the €1.7 million development because of a dispute with Tipperary County Council. From Thurles, Stephen Beattie reports.
In a lovely area, it's so sad. Peter Casey commenting on the six newly constructed houses that are at the centre of a dispute between Tipperary County Council and local traveller families. Casey, who visited the site an hour earlier than planned, is facing mounting calls to pull out of the presidential race after his comments on travellers, where he said they shouldn't have special minority status and claimed they were basically people camping in someone else's land. But Casey was defiant this afternoon.
Pavey Point leadership needs to come here and needs to explain to the travelling community that they're really not doing a justice to the travelling community.
Protests were expected to greet Peter Casey. However, around a dozen protesters arrived shortly after Mr. Casey had already left. Barry McCarthy is a member of one of the six families refusing to move into the new houses.
We just stay where we are and they can give them to the homeless crisis. We're not racist against anyone.
Shane Beattie, Thurles.
A petition has been presented to members of the Inishowe Municipal District calling on the local authority to urgently address health and safety concerns over a pedestrian bridge in Carndonagh. The bridge and walkway was badly damaged in last year's floods and is situated on the grounds of Carndonagh Hospital, which links the hospital to Donagh Park. Fears have arisen after some children attempted to cross the bridge, which has now become too dangerous to use. Councillor Albert Doherty hopes all stakeholders can engage and the matter can be resolved as soon as possible.
It's a critical part to be played by a number of interested parties, the HSE, Donegal County Council Roads and Donegal County Council Planning. And planning holds the key for the taking in charge of the estate. And recently works commenced at Donagh Park, commenced by the HSE. And yes, I have had positive statements this week from the council, from the HSE, that the safety matters that are highlighted by the residents, that the walkway that was there and was the original reason for the bridge and the HSE clients crossing, that these issues can be resolved. It's slow, but it's sure, and it's positive. And I'm hoping that all parties will put a bit of priority to that measure now in the weeks ahead.
In terms of its current state, Councillor, we do know that there were security fences in place, but it's understood now that they have been left to one side. Does this not pose an even bigger threat than it had been?
No, well, there were safety gates which were destroyed previously. There has now been a significant wall blockage put up by the works commenced by the HSE. However, the HSE have advised me they do not wish nor see this the end. The council have offered to be of assistance in relation to railings, and the bridge itself is intact. So with these parties working positively together, the Donagh Park residents again, I believe, can have access.
A man has pleaded guilty to charges relating to the theft of sheep in the Milford area at Letterkenny District Court yesterday. He received a 3-month prison sentence suspended for 2 years. Gardaí have estimated the costs incurred as part of a joint investigation between an Garda Síochána at Milford and the Department of Agriculture comes in at nearly €10,000. The livestock have since been returned to the injured party. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace described the case as a particularly nasty one.
From the farmer's point of view, from the injured party's point of view, it was a successful result for the man who perpetrated the crime. It's cost him a lot of money. It's cost him almost €10,000 between fees associated with the Garda investigation, the removal and storage and all of that, and fees from the department, and then fees as well for the ewes, the injured party, the man that owned the lambs. The ewes got ill as a result of having no lambs, got mastitis. There was costs associated with that there, and people suffering for the animal as well. But it's a particularly nasty crime because people, you know, they congregate together at March. Farmers normally look out for one another, and it's not very fair, I suppose, to think that somebody who may be part of your community is basically either setting up the crime by providing information of where their livestock are, or actively assisting it in the removal, or actively assisting it in the actual theft. So in this case, the man was charged with stealing the animals, stealing the livestock, and also handling stolen property. So on that basis, then he ended up with a 3-month suspended sentence for 2 years, plus the associated costs, as I said. But I suppose the message that we need to get out is, a lot of times, very, very often, farmers are losing stock They're not reporting it. We don't know. They're probably able to provide us with good information or a good steer to where they may have gone. And in this case, as a result of the search, the lambs were located, they were seized, they were taken, they were tested, and the case was proved.
Northern Ireland Secretary Karen Bradley has introduced a new bill to Parliament with the aim of restoring devolution in Northern Ireland. The region has been without a devolved government since January 2017, following a breakdown in relations between the Democratic Unionists and Sinn Féin. The bill is intended to allow time and space for all political parties to agree a return to power sharing. There's a warning the education system is being undermined by a growing divide between the haves and have-nots. The National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals says it's due to a shortage of teachers, with many students being forced to turn to grind schools. Ahead of his address at the NAPD's annual conference tomorrow, Education Minister Joe McHugh is being urged to take urgent action to address the issue. Director of the NAPD, Clive Byrne, says many young people now don't see teaching as an attractive career, and the long-term implications are troubling.
Although the Minister and the Department have announced additional posts in education and extra resources, they will be needed to just cope with the bulge in numbers going through the system. And those numbers going through the system will go through the system until 2025. So if there isn't a short-term solution found, the situation will get worse over the next number of years.
Almost €36 million in special funding has been paid out to support farmers in Donegal this year. The funding is made under the basic payment scheme for 2018. A total of 7,563 applicants from the county have been paid in the first tranche of the advance payment, which equates to €35.7 million. Further payments are due to be made in December. In a statement, Minister Joe McHugh said that these payments give a significant financial boost for farmers, their families and rural communities around the county.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. With a mega giveaway voucher, there's great discounts and a chance to win a €500 voucher. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with boxing, and Jason Quigley defends his NABF middleweight title in the early hours of tomorrow morning in California when he takes on Freddie Hernandez at the Fantasy Springs Resort. The Balabafé man's looking to extend his record to 15-0. So what level of performance does Jason want?
The best performance yet for me. You know, this is... I'm a bit of a perfectionist, you know. I don't like watching myself fight, you know, after fights, like watching back on tapes of previous fights. I don't like watching it because I'm always picking up things that I've done wrong or things that I could have done better. So I'm a perfectionist, and you know, I'm moving in here now tomorrow night, and I'm looking for the best performance yet of my professional career, and there's no reason why not. I can't put in my best performance because training camp has been going really, really well. The fitness, the training, the weight cut, everything has been absolutely spot on. I'm feeling fantastic right now after the weigh-in. I'm loading up now and plenty of fluids and food. And you know what I mean? I'm just very excited and very much looking forward to defending this title tomorrow night.
Jason's fight against Freddie Hernandez, that'll be screened live here in Ireland by Air Sport. The fight's due to start at around 3 a.m. Irish time. In Gaelic games, Gwydoore and Naoimh Connell will contest this weekend's Donegal Senior Football Championship final. It's the first final meeting between the sides since the 1940s, but both teams know each other very well given their latest championship history. Having lost in the 2017 decider to Kilcare, Naoimh Connell manager Martin Regan says the appetite for success is still very powerful within the squad.
The hungrier you get nearly, the more you're there, the more you enjoy it, and you keep looking to get back more. After losing the county final last year, it was always in our plans was to get back again this year and see could we go one better. So we've got there now, and we can see can we take the next step.
And tell me, how difficult was it to get back on the horse this year?
It wasn't difficult at all, to be honest. Look, the players are so eager to get going. It was them that are putting the pressure on me, myself and Shea and Megan McLaughlin. They're the ones saying, when can we get started? They're just mad for training, so they are. And it wasn't difficult at all, but the pressure they were putting on us to get going, it was very easy to get going and get stuck into the training again.
Well, Gwydor, they suffered at the hands of Glenties in last year's semi-final, and given this, this will be Glenties' sixth final in 10 years. Gwydor manager Mervyn O'Donnell is concerned about a season championship team.
With so many 21s this year, it could be our downfall again. And like, Glenties have been there so many times, you know, and the average age of their players, it is worrying for us, like, that they're going to be able to see the game out a lot better than us on the day. We have a lot of guys to pick up, you know, and I suppose they're probably thinking the same with our lads, but they have the proven forwards, like, at senior level, like, whereas we're kind of more proven at underage, like, you know. I know, again, we have the two McGees there, Cassidy, Oren McNeilis, and that, like, you know, but again, apart from that, it's a pretty much a young team, you know.
You can hear more from both teams looking ahead to Sunday's final on our website, highlandradio.com, the sports section. Moving on to soccer, and Burnley manager Sean Dyche says Robbie Brady is nearing a return to first team football. The Republic of Ireland winger has been out since December after suffering a serious knee injury in Burnley's 1-0 defeat away to Leicester. Brady played 90 minutes in a challenge match this week, but Dyche says Saturday's Premier League trip to Manchester City will come too soon. Sunday week's visit of Chelsea to Turf Moor appears a more likely return date. Back at home, Chris Shields has become the fourth Dundalk player to win the SSE Electricity League Player of the Month. The midfielder has been rewarded for a string of performances that helped the Lilywhites secure a fourth Premier Division title in 5 seasons. Shields follows in the footsteps of teammates Patrick Hoban, Sean Hoare and two-time winner Michael Duffy in claiming the award. And it's hoped the renovated Dalymount Park will be open and operational by 2023. Plans for a new 6,000-seater stadium on the current Phibsborough site was unveiled last week, with Dublin City Council giving the plans the go-ahead. However, the move has been delayed by a year, and Bohemians will share Tolka Park with Shelburne in 2021 and 2022. In ladies' soccer, Republic of Ireland international Denise O'Sullivan has signed for Australian club Canberra United. The 24-year-old Cork striker is heading down under on a one-year deal as the team's prestige guest player. It follows a successful spell in America, where O'Sullivan was named the most valuable player when helping North Carolina Courage to a league title. In other news cross-channel, Luke Shaw is said to have agreed a 5-year contract with Manchester United. The long-term deal is thought to be worth £150,000 a week. The England left-back became the most expensive teenager in world football when he joined United from Southampton for £30 million in 2014. Moving on to golf and the European Tour this week, the Valderrama Masters has taken place out in Sota Grande in Spain. There was delays this morning for rain, and there was another 2-hour delay this afternoon for lightning. But just finished and in the clubhouse are Sergio Garcia and Jason Shrivner. They're both finished on 3-under par rounds of 68. Gregory Bourdais and Ashley Chester's there 3-under with 2 holes to play. Ireland's Shane Lowry is just 1 shot off the lead with 1 hole of his first round to play, and just getting underway is Patrick Harrington with Gavin Moynihan due out a little later. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the CJ Cup out in Korea. Chez Reavie leads the way. He's in 4-under par after a 68 today. He's 1 shot clear of Danny Willett and Siwoo Kim, who are in 3-under par. Graham McDowell had a good start as well. He's 1-under after the first round, 3 shots off the lead. Finally, for this evening in rugby, 5 Munster players have been rewarded with contract extensions. New deals for Chris Farrell and Chris Colletti see them remain with the province until at least the summer of 2022, while Tommy O'Donnell, Neil Cronin and James Cronin have all signed 2-year deals that run to June 2021. Meanwhile, another player will be making the switch to Leinster from Munster. Scrum half Nick McCarthy is to follow in the footsteps of Joey Carberry at the end of the season. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, there are further calls for new contracts to be secured for the Swilly ferry, which links Rathmullen to Buncrana. It's understood that the ferry has had a hugely successful summer season with a significant increase in passenger numbers compared to last year. The current contract, however, is to run out at the end of 2019. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says it's important that the service is maintained and a tendering process for the next few years should begin as soon as possible.
I have asked for the executive Donegal County Council to start proceeding to get a contract ready for 2020. Our contract runs out, as you said, at the end of 2019. But I think it's very important that we get a contract in place, that people coming on holidays or using the Wild Atlantic Way can plan their routes and know that the ferry will be running.
Now, we do know that the ferry has boasted a very successful summer season this year.
I was just talking, the foot passengers in June was up roughly about between 35 and 40%. Camper vans, for example, was up from 14 to 73, which was huge. June was a huge month. Footfall in July was up about between 15, 20%, and the camper vans was increased by 50%. August was a slight increase in August, believe it or not, but August was very, very busy in 2018 as well. So it was a very, very successful season for the operators. And I would be looking to see that we have a ferry that is successful, and when we're looking for tender, we should also be looking for value for money.
This kind of process, we know, can have the tendency to be quite cumbersome. It can have serious delays in getting it through. As you say, it is important to get the wheels in motion sooner rather than later on this.
I would have to say that the present company that they have is Karen Noel and Chorinta, and they're a very, very good company, in my opinion, to work with.
And police in Derry are appealing for information following a serious two-vehicle road traffic collision on the Colmore Road on Sunday last October the 14th. Catherine Gaffney has more.
At around 25 past four on Sunday afternoon, it was reported that a white Volkswagen Golf and a grey BMW X1 were involved in the collision. The Northern Ireland Ambulance Service attended the scene, and a female passenger in the VW Golf in her 70s was taken to hospital for treatment. Her condition is described as serious but stable. A male driver in his 70s of the Golf was also taken to hospital for injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Inquiries are continuing, and police are appealing to anyone who witnessed the incident or who has dash cam footage of the vehicles prior to the incident to contact police on 101.
For weather now, dry this evening and bright in some parts with light, mainly southerly breezes. Tonight will start dry in most areas with highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, presidential hopeful Peter Casey has once again been criticised travellers' representative groups as he visited a new housing estate for traveller families in Thurles, County Tipperary. It's after he said earlier this week the travellers were basically people camping on someone else's land. Midlands Northwest MEP Maria McGuinness says an impact from the Brexit vote can already be felt in Donegal and other border counties as Theresa May considers delaying Britain's departure from the EU. She says there's a profound sense of unknown and a deal is essential to create a clearer picture moving forward. A man has pleaded guilty to charges relating to the theft of sheep in the Milford area at Letterkenny District Court yesterday. He received a three-month sentence suspended for 2 years. An almost €36 million in special funding has been paid out to support farmers in Donegal this year. The funding is made under the Basic Payment Scheme for 2018. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, October the 18th. The death has occurred of Winifred Kelly, Doe Moore, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Her remains will be leaving the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her home at Doe Moore, Isle of Doe. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Unit, Ard Avon Carndonna Hospital, Carvin. Any family member or McFeely's funeral directors. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Thomas Gerard Judge, known as Jerry of Drumgumberland Convoy and formerly born at Conlon, County Mayo. Remains will repose at his late residence tomorrow and Saturday from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Funeral leaving there on Sunday morning at 11:30 for 12 noon mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the old cemetery in Convoy. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director, or any family member. And the death has taken place in England of Kay McGonigal, née Duffy, formerly of St Bodens, Culdaff. Remains are reposing at her son Mark and Charlotte McGonigal's residence at Craigtown, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Boken, Culdaff, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers to Sobel House, Carvalium Collins Funeral Director, or any family member.